Today we're in the middle of the counting of the Omer. There's a famous mission in Pirkei Avos where one of the greatest rabbis of all time, Rabban Yochanan ben Zakkai. Rabban Yochanan ben Zakkai taught Rabbi Eliezer HaGadol, Rabbi Eliezer ben Hyrcanus, Rabbi Yoshua, giants, all giants. And he told these giants, I want you to go out to the world. What's really important? One of them came back and said that the most important thing that a person needs in life is a good eye. An ayin tov, to be able to see the good. Another one came back and said what a person needs is a good friend. The other one said it's a good neighbor. The final one, Rabbi Elazar ben Aruch, said lev toiv, that the most important thing is a good heart. And Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai said, that's it. In those words, in lev tov is included everything else. A person who has a good heart will have good friends. We'll have good neighbors, we'll have a good eye, we'll have all the other things. These words, lev tov, lev, lamed beis in Hebrew is 32, tet vav beis is 17, lev tov is 49, which means that this is one of the things that we're trying to accomplish during these 49 days. We're trying to get to lev tov, we're trying to work on ourselves and develop a Jewish heart, a heart filled with Torah. A Jewish heart is a heart that pours itself out to Hashem. Shifchi kamayim libech nochach pnei Hashem in prayer. That's a Jewish heart. Sensitive, caring, not just about myself, but about others. So this is what we're trying to work on during these 49 days, to soften our hearts. The Torah speaks about lev ho'evin, that a person can be in a frame of mind, in a state of stone-heartedness. And the way that you take a heart of stone and melt it is the Torah. Study Torah, the Torah will soften it. And it will prepare the person to be able to pour out their heart to Hashem in prayer. And again, to be sensitive and caring about another person's needs. One of the places in Likutei Halachos where Rav Nosson Zal spends about 10-15 pages explaining the concept of Sfiras Omer is in Orach Chaim, Hilchos Tzitzis, Halacha Gimel, starting from paragraph Yud through paragraph Yud Tes. We know that Sfiras Omer begins with the Jewish people leaving Mitzrayim, leaving Egypt. Mitzrayim means Egypt, and the Medrash says that Mitzrayim is also the nickname that's used to refer to all Jewish exiles. Al Shem Shehem Meitzirim Es Yisrael. Because when we're in exile, we're being pushed into a corner. Leaving Mitzrayim meant leaving a bad place, leaving Mokoyim, and going to Lamala Min HaMokoyim, above the concept of space. When we talk about the term suffering, suffering in Hebrew is called tsaros. Tzadik reish vav tov. Tsaros is from the word tsar, tzadik reish. Narrow, tight, I'm being pressured, that kind of thing. That's the term that's used to refer to all types of suffering. When the Torah speaks about being released from suffering, Dovid HaMelech says in Tehillim chapter 4, Batzor hirchavtomi. Hashem, whenever I found myself in a tight spot, meaning I was in trouble, trouble means tzor, hirchavtoli, you broadened it for me, you expanded it, you opened things up for me. We say in Hallel, min hametzar korosiko, Hashem, we cried out to you, we called out to you from the metzar, from the tight spot, from the prison that we were in Egypt, in exile, ononi vamerchavko. You answered us, you responded to us with harchova, broadening, taking us out of the imprisonment and giving us wide expansiveness. When Hashem took the Jews out of Egypt, one of the first things that he did was, it says, Vo'eso eschem al kanfei neshorim. He carried us on the wings of eagles. The Gemara says that when we left Egypt, one of the first trips that we made from one city to the other was from Ramses to Sukkos, which was a journey that should have taken a number of days, and it happened like that. Hashem shortened the space, Kfitzas HaDerech, that a journey which normally should take so much time to cover, suddenly we're above that. Hashem is above that, and if Hashem is above that, the Jewish people are above that. Because the Zohar HaKadosh says, Hashem and the Jewish people and the Torah are one. So therefore, Hashem has the ability, when He wants, to take us out of all constrictions, all boundaries. And this is one of the messages that we have in Sfira Sa'omer. How do we define freedom in Judaism? Ein ben chorin elo mi she'osek batorah. The non-observant people think that those religious guys are living in prison. Can't do this, can't do that. Let one of them come and attend a Jewish Seder and see what prison is really like. See if their happiest meal, their happiest celebration could compare in any way to what a Jew experiences on the Seder night or a Friday night Jewish Friday night meal in a religious Jew's home. The Torah doesn't imprison us. On the contrary, this is what we're going through during this period of Sfira Soimer. We're coming out of the imprisonment, going above the concept of space.